I'm talking to Michael Oliphant, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Scotland's Public Finances Addressing the Challenges. Michael, what's this report about?
The report provides an overview of the current financial environment in the public sector in Scotland and outlines what public bodies are doing to address the challenges they currently face. The report highlights a number of key issues and risks that public bodies need to consider and manage as they respond to budget reductions in both the current year and beyond. It's an interim report that's designed to be one in a series of reports on the way public bodies are managing budget reductions.
And what have you found?
The Scottish public sector is currently in the middle of large-scale budget reductions, with the Scottish budget having fallen by £1.7 billion to £27.5 billion in 2011-12. This is a cut of around 6% from the previous year. The scale of these budget cuts obviously brings immediate challenges for public bodies to reduce expenditure, but also to ensure long-term sustainable public services. However, it's clear that public bodies will not be able to deliver the required savings and reforms overnight. One of the most common ways public bodies are seeking to reduce spending is by reducing workforce costs, and that's through a combination of pay and recruitment freezes and also early retirement and voluntary redundancy schemes. And we found that from a sample of public bodies, many have cut the number of staff they have in 2010-11 through a combination of these approaches, and many are planning to reduce staff numbers further over the next few years. At the same time though, it's really important to remember that any changes to workforce need to be managed carefully to ensure that the right people and the right skills are available to deliver effective public services in the future.
Now, this report's a follow-up to one you did in November 2009, looking at the state of Scotland's public finances. What are the key things that have changed? What are your key updates in this report?
Since our last report, the UK government has published its own spending review, which outlined significant budget reductions across the public sector to 2014-15. And this confirmed a scale similar to the worst case scenario that we highlighted in our earlier report. And as Scotland receives most of its funding from Westminster, it bears a share of UK cuts. And overall, the Scottish budget will fall by 11% to £25.9 billion in 2014-15. Within this, capital budgets, which are used for building and improving facilities like hospitals, prisons and roads, will face the largest reductions. Staff costs account for around 60% of Scotland's revenue budget. This is a budget which covers day-to-day operational spending. So it's perhaps unsurprising that many public bodies have started to look at reducing workforce costs as ways to reduce spending. Much of this has been carried out through a combination of pay freezes, recruitment freezes, and also the implementation of early retirement and voluntary redundancy schemes. Also, bodies are required to generate an average of 3% efficiency savings in 2011-12, but there is a risk that bodies will not be able to achieve all the savings required in this year, as cost and demand pressures may end up being greater than anticipated, or indeed other unforeseen pressures may emerge. In addition to this, public bodies are finding it difficult to plan beyond 2011-12 as they don't have a clear view of their budgets beyond this time. In September, the Scottish Government plans to publish detailed spending plans for 2012-13 to 2014-15, and this should provide a framework for bodies to make decisions about future spending plans.
Now, are things getting better or worse for Scotland's public sector? Or, you know, maybe to put it another way, are things going to get worse before they get better?
The Scottish budget fell by £1.7 billion to £27.5 billion in 2011-12. This is a cut of around 6% from the previous year. Therefore, we're currently in the middle of the financial year where the budget cuts have been the deepest. And from next year until 2014-15, budgets will still reduce, but at a lesser rate. The situation beyond 2014-15 remains unclear, and much will depend on the outlook for the UK economy as a whole and the length of time it takes to recover from the recent recession.
So what do you want to see happen now?
Looking at the challenges facing public bodies, there is a real need for strong and effective leadership and management within the public sector. Indeed, there are very few people working in the public sector today who have previously experienced similar levels of budget reductions as those currently faced. They need to reduce expenditure while at the same time maintaining service standards as far as possible. It's a major test for managers, for non-executive directors, and indeed elected members. A report highlights a number of potential key issues and risks that public bodies need to manage in order to ensure long-term sustainable public services. And for this purpose, we have developed a self-assessment checklist to accompany the report, which both leaders and managers can use to ask questions of their own organisations. In addition, the role of Audit Scotland will continue to be important in monitoring and reporting on how bodies are responding to the challenges. And for this purpose, we plan to publish further reports on this over the next few years.
Michael, thanks very much.